Chapter 3. Family Man and a True Scot. By the early 1950s, Sandy was engaged to Linda Stobart, who he had met through a cousin while he was studying at Cambridge. Linda was the antithesis to her quiet and socially awkward fiancé. She was considered a looker and appeared to have no end of admirers. However, they were entranced with each other. She, by his quirky charm, such as his use of a one-pedalled bike, and he, by her grace and mischievous blindness to rules and authority. She would laughingly recall that when she accepted his marriage proposal, he produced his little black book with a meticulous record of all his courting costs, which amounted to somewhere in the region of 3 shillings. It was a marriage that lasted for over 60 years. Her effervescence and vivacity, when she accompanied him on endless corporate events, made them a great team. As a boy, Sandy had developed what can be justifiably described as a passion for birdwatching. His choice of honeymoon venue in Mallorca with Linda in 1955 at a hotel adjacent to a sewage farm was reportedly not completely unconnected with the facility's attraction to birdlife. He later joined the Golden Eagle Population Auditing Group covering the west of Scotland. The group results were not in the public domain for fear of illegal egg hunters. The statistics produced from the Scottish surveys were used to highlight the perilous plight of Scotland's golden eagle population as it struggled to recover from near extinction in the 1960s. Bagging all 282 Munros within just a few years was to Sandy just a logical byproduct of his ornithological visits to the Highlands. Sandy assisted in the fundraising for the Scottish Seabird Centre in North Berwick and worked enthusiastically on the board as a trustee and director. The bronze sculpture on the rocks by the Seabird Centre is named Sandy in recognition of his support and wise counsel. Sandy was also an important supporter of Scottish piping over 5 decades. He led the company's sponsorship of the annual Glenfiddich Piping Championship at Blairathall from 1974. His humility, integrity and capacity for wise counsel enabled him to engender trust and to mediate intractable disagreements, whether business, family or elsewhere. This and his personal support, fundraising and donations were critical to the establishment of the National Piping Centre in Glasgow. His support for numerous other Scottish heritage initiatives include, amongst many others, the National Museum of Scotland, the Museum of Flight in East Lothian, and the Gordon Highlanders Museum in Aberdeen. He was recognised for his contribution to Scotland's culture and heritage by St Andrews University, from whom he received an honorary degree. In 1988, Sandy was awarded a CBE in the New Year's Honours List. He retired from the business on his 65th birthday in 1996. He now had the time to pursue some of his other interests, notably a weekly round trip with Linda every Monday evening to sing in the Greenock Philharmonic Choir. His annual birdwatching trips took him further afield to remote places such as the Macquarie Islands, Ethiopia, India, the Faroe Islands, to name but a few. In 2009, after a fall on a birdwatching trip to Peru, Sandy suffered a bleed on the brain. Whether his fall precipitated the dementia that followed is unclear. He spent the last 10 years of his life with Linda on the farm of his eldest daughter. There, they were lovingly cared for by Maggie, their son-in-law Bob, and a dedicated team of carers. Even as his understanding declined, he was always ready with a naughty tale ending with his wheezy chuckle to the delight of those around him. Linda died in October 2019, aged 88, and Sandy died on 21st December 2020, aged 89. He is survived by his four children, Maggie, an organic farmer, Bill, a clothing entrepreneur, myself, Peter, a distiller, and Sally, a psychotherapist. And Sandy has nine grandchildren. For all Sandy's business achievements and charitable works, he will always be remembered by his children as the humble, humorous, enthusiastic, and brilliant man devoted to his wife, family, and pets. No doubt, if asked how his achievements might be judged, he might well have responded with the twinkle in his eye, "Not as good as Chucky."